Why are my horses always three wide?
What's he doing on this? No cover! Yes! She's back! Woo.
Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. I'm your host, Mick Wall. Very happy to be here as always. And joining me as always, Julian Vellance. How you going, mate?
I'm good. Group 1 Racing Brisbane and Flemington. It's tough at Flemington, but hopefully we can steer you into a few winners.
There you go, punters. Beautiful way to start the show. Very tough at Flemington. Now, Julesy, we have a new face on the panel. Simon Marshall has taken a trip to Vietnam, I believe, and in his replacement with twice as many Group 1s to his name, Dwayne Dunn. Great to have you on board, mate. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here. You must have watched the races yesterday. I was three wide, no cover, but it got the money.
Yes, love it. Fantastic. All right, so as I said, Dwayne's joining us. Julesy, we'll start where we always start. We'll start with you with the track report. We're focusing on Flemington. What's the go?
We'll focus on Flemington. We raced there last week. It was true. It was dry. Interesting to note that they sort of wanted to be middle and then come out, and they wanted some cover. So it was sort of coming out 4-5 off the rail there. We go out 3 metres here. A little bit of wind, 15-25 kilometre northwesterly, which will be across them in the straight. Shouldn't have too much impact. It's not like at Caulfield where it has a lot of impact. Look, it's tricky to play Flemington at the moment, but I wouldn't be surprised if they came out to the middle of the track again.
All right. Well, before we head to Flemington, we've got plenty of racing to discuss there. We will look at the sole Group 1 for the weekend, which is the Kingsford Smith Cup. Now, this is an open field. Trekking is currently your $6.50 favourite. The Bostonian, which has been well back since opening, is $7.50. Obviously, the latest horse to stop Osborne Bulls from a Group 1. I am excited at $9. Ring a Ding Ding at $10. Outback Barbie, Home of the Brave, and Victor M at $11. Home of the Brave in the early market, Jules, he was almost half this, about $6. So, interesting betting race. The Map, and where do we go?
Yeah, Map going to be important. We head to Eagle Farm. Obviously, we've had plenty of racing at Doomba, and we now get to Eagle Farm, bigger track. Obviously, horses suited, possibly midfield worse, always get their chance at Eagle Farm. Map, I think Erythea will go forward. I expect dollar for dollar to go forward. Home of the Brave, drawn really tricky there, wide gate. I think they have to roll forward if they want to win this race or be a chance of winning this race. I think there'll be enough speed early, but I think once they've found their positions, I think they're going to just gentle it off a little bit, the 1,300 metres. Where did I settle? This is an absolutely hard race. It's $7.50 the field in my book. Trekking, I've got it on top. I think this prep, it's come back in sensational order. Two wins from three goes. It was $3.10 into $2.80 last start. The market loved it. It got the job done. It's just in a great sense of form at the moment. Gate one, no issue. It beat Home of the Brave. Home of the Brave was a big drifter that day, 220 out to around 270. And again, it's going to be double figures. I went with Trekking. I think Ring-a-Ding-Ding is going to run a huge race, three-year-old against the older horses, J-Mac to ride. It might get last crack at them, but I'm going with Trekking. I just think it might get the right run. It's in a great, rich vein of form. I think Trekking will be winning for Godolphin.
There you go, Jules. We know you like the three-year-olds this time of year. Question on Trekking, are you getting on now? Do you think it's going to come in, or do you reckon it'll hold its price?
It's an interesting one. I think the market will probably want to be with it. I think that Scone race, that race is going to probably be the one that I think they'll want to get around. I reckon Victorum's the other one that the market might gravitate towards. So I wouldn't be surprised if it started shorter, but it's a deep race with plenty of chances. And also, we're going to get seven races before to see how this track's playing. That might have an impact because Trekking's drawn gate one. You wouldn't want to be seeing them, you know, that track chopping out. Not suggesting it should. There's no reason why it would. But I'd be keeping the powder dry. It could gravitate in that horse, but it's a really good race.
All right, very good. And, Dwayne, it'd be great to get your thoughts on this. From this Trekking, worthy favourite sort of horse you want to be on, talk us through your thoughts around the race and how you see it unfolding.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that probably the unders in the race is the Bostonian. I think Michael Kale could not have given this horse a better ride last start. He cut the corners. He got everything go his way, you know, from a 50 to 1 into $7 against similar opposition. As you say, Trekking's him in fantastic form. Can't ask for any more than what it's been producing on the track. Dollar for dollar. Jamie Carr seems to bond with his horse really well. He makes his own luck. He'll punch forward. He'll sit up on the speed. I think is a really good chance in the race. Outback Barbie, Jeff Lloyd, I think ran really well the other day. I think Eagle Farm should suit, and probably another touching point with Eagle Farm. It's a totally different perspective, different speed maps, different run-in. So it's going to change a lot of the form, maybe not as solid as what you've seen before, and probably another horse I give a really good chance is I'm Excited. You know, Blake Shin's been riding really well. He's going to blend into a midfield position, and if they're running on down the middle, he should be suited by this track.
There you go. So it sounds like both of you are saying, look, the market reflects how open this race obviously is. The Bostonian looks like maybe the one that is a little bit unders, but everything else is
yeah,
a massive
Yeah, absolutely
chance.
Agree with Dwayne. I think it's a great point. Bostonian, I marked him $20. Yes, he's a Group 1 winner. He won the Dubin 10,000, but that race on our type of rankings just didn't go very well at all. I think the market's going to bin that race completely. But a horse like Outback Barbie will be suited to Eagle Farm, and it's building up into the right prep. And it's a three-year-old filly against the older horses, which we love.
All right, very good. Let's take a look now at HQ. We're going to look at a few races. The first one we're going to look at is the Andrew Ramsden. Now, this race is to qualify for the Melbourne Cup. It's a 2,800 metre to qualify, obviously, for the 2 mile cup. Restricted to 4 and 5 year olds, Julesy's, which we were saying earlier, is not a bad thing at all. Surprise Baby at $2.50, Steel Prince at $3.70, the only two horses in single figures. After that, East Ender, which won the Cups Double Down in Tassie, has come up at $10. She's Dashing at $11, and then we go out from there. Julesy, how is this mapping, and how do you think it'll unfold? And also, once you've given us your tip, I'd love to know whether you think it is actually a realistic chance to be able to go on and get the chalkies or even run and drum in something like the Cup.
Yep. Look, the map here, I think horses like Sasco from the wide gate will go forward. Al Faris, I think, will probably roll forward. Gaze horses, Runaway and Transact will definitely go forward. We know that's the MO for gaze horses, especially staying horses. They like to roll out in front. I think there'll be genuine speed in this race. And when there's genuine speed in these kinds of staying races, usually, barring bad luck, the best horse in the race wins. I think the top two in the market pick themselves. They ran against each other, Steel Prince and Surprise Baby last start. The SPs were Steel Prince $1.80, Surprise Baby $6.50. Well, you can see the market's turned on its head. Now, the reason being is there's a 6.5 kilo turnaround for Surprise Baby. It won the Adelaide Cup, then it came over, had some time off, and it's had this run into it. It ran a very good third, but there's a 6.5 kilo swing. Now, I'm not suggesting that weights are everything, but they are something. Now, there's a big swing in the market, $2.50, 6-4 in the old for Surprise Baby. I've got them a little bit closer than that, about $3 and $4.20 for Steel Prince. So I wouldn't be surprised if they just got a little bit closer in the market, but they're the clear top two selections in the race. I'm going with Surprise Baby. I think it's a superior stayer, and I think it can win, but I wouldn't be surprised. Steel Prince has run 4 in a row. It's a very honest, good horse. It's going to run a good race as well.
And, Julesy, do you see anything coming out of this being a threat around springtime?
Look, they'd need to improve from this. They'd need to go on. These Northern Hemisphere horses, let's not beat around the bush here, are just superior stayers. And I think they've found the key with them. Three-year-old Northern Hemisphere horses just get so well weighted that they are just mighty hard to beat. Rekindling, Cross Counter, well, that's all they're going to be looking for now is those kinds of horses with very low profiles to get into the race with not much weight. They're mighty hard to beat. But look, if you can stay 3,200, you're always a great chance to run top 10. You get a bit of luck, you can run top 5 and possibly top 3. But winning a Melbourne Cup against these Northern Hemisphere horses this day and age is near on impossible.
Yeah, there you go. Dwayne, thoughts on the race?
This is obviously a new concept to get these horses into a Melbourne Cup. And I think you'll see in time to come that the import horses of what we know, those lower tier ones, I think you'll see a lot more trainers aiming for this race. So it's probably been delivered to trainers a little bit too quick for them to prepare properly. But Surprise Baby, you know, what it did coming, carrying 54 out of Adelaide, coming back here with 60 kilos was a sensational run. You know, take nothing away from Steel Prince, but you would think the handicapper should be starting to catch up there. Surprise Baby, drawn awkward, but as you say, gaze horses should press forward, set a beautiful tempo, and as you say, usually the best horses win. They just kick into overdrive. So very even race. I think Runaway can run a much better than what it has been, whether it just needs one more to top it right off. But, I expect Surprise Baby to be very difficult to beat.
There you go. All right, thanks, guys. We'll take a break now. When we come back, a couple more races from Flemington, and then, of course, we'll go around the country and find you some winners. Hello and welcome back to Three Wide No Cover. We're going to head to HQ now. We're going to have a look at a couple of races. We'll start with race two, and for very good reason. Fidelia here is your short price favourite at $2.10. Can't wait to hear Julesy and Dwayne's thoughts on this one. Adversary at $9, Orsien at $9.50, Muswell Brook and others at $11, double figures from there. But Julesy, Fidelia is backing up. It seems all about Fidelia in this race. How does the map look, and how is it going to go with just that 1 week's break?
Yep, all good points, Wally. I think the market will definitely rally around Fidelia. But market, we begin with that. I think Asgard Marsif will go forward, Titan Blinders. There's plenty of speed here. I think this is going to be a genuinely run race like last week's race with Fidelia. She's drawn gate 11. I just think she has to probably nearly go back to last. Definitely neutral negative is how they will ride this horse, no doubt. You wouldn't want to be pushing the button on it and trying to find a spot. There's just no need. So I think it'll be in the back half of the race, which is no dramas in essence. Look, that race last week was run very, very quickly. She was very good getting to 1600 for the first time. She showed that she could handle the pressure and absorb it and still win the race. It was 1 3/4 of a second inside standard time, so it went very well. We love that with our races. Quick back up, 7 days. I've spoken about it many times before. We love it. The market loves it, so I expect the market to continue to like Fidelia. The one issue I have is off the 7 day backup is when these horses are coming out of brutally run, fast run races, which happens here with Fidelia on Saturday. There is a possibility that they can be flat. There's just that one little thing, and you're taking $2, $2.10 about this horse. So that's my only concern, is that she could just be slightly flat off this run. If she's not, she's the winner. She will win easily. I know that this is her last run before she goes to the break anyway. Look, I've just got a slight issue on that. I've marked her around $2.70, $2.80. I was hoping maybe she might drift back out to around 6-4, but unsure because just the market loves these horses coming out of fast run races and the quick backup. She's the winner for mine as long as she comes through that race and is not flattened.
So 280 is the price, Julesy. That's what you'd be looking for.
Yeah, if I could get 250, 260, yeah, I'd have a bet, but I don't think I'm going to get that just the way the markets usually like these horses.
You'll be lucky to get the $2, I would have thought.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Dwayne, what do you think on the race?
Yeah, as we touched on, you're backing up. You're carrying the same weights, but fillies and mares, when they find their form, they usually hold it. I'm suggesting they're going to go 3/4 of the way back, 3 wide with some cover. And if the race is executed the way they would like, she's going to be mighty hard to beat, especially if they're running on. I thought Adversary is probably a horse that could take a next step and put its hand up, should get a nice cosy run in behind the speed. And if it could get the right slipstream, get 2 or 3 lengths on Fidelia, it's going to take a fair bit for her to get down in on a motor and find. So, like you say, Jill, she probably wins or runs 7th or 8th, and you can walk away and say, well, you know, that was the race and we understand why. But, yeah, a little bit better in the price, no doubt you'd be jumping in.
There you go. Very good. All right, we'll have a look at another one at Flemington. This is race 4. Another dollar and Odeon clear at the top of the market, 4 or 4.20. Guizzo just behind that at $5. Tantat Trusting Julesy at $7.50. Strategic Demand at $8. Double figures the rest, Julesy. I will throw to you for the map before I choke on my own words.
Yeah, look, I've got no speed in this race whatsoever. So I think the jockey with initiative can get a big advantage. Look, Odeon has been back to the trials. 35 days off. Blinkers go on first time. Craig Williams aboard. Would not be surprised if Craig was aggressive and decided to lead on this horse to try and get it back to its winning form. It's been in the market the last 3 or 4 starts this prep, but hasn't been able to deliver the killer blow. So I wouldn't be surprised if Craig went forward. That's where the speed might come from. I thought it was a really tough race. This is a really, really tricky race. I ended up settling on the bottom one, Tantat Trusting. 1400 up to 1600 metres, but it's coming out of a fast run race. So we like horses when they're going up in distance. If they've come out of a fast run race before that, gives them a good platform for stepping up in distance. I don't think there's a lot of speed in this race. So again, that'll suit this horse, who I think's got a good turn of foot. I just think it's a horse that keeps improving. Every time it's gone to the races, it's continued to improve its rating, improve its rating. And I think it gets a chance here over a mile, small field, to be able to win this race. Tantat trusting at each way price, $7.50, $8. I think it's worth a gamble.
Yeah, I was just saying there, Julesy, 9 of its last 11 has been in the top two. So there you go.
It's a consistent horse.
Very good. Dwayne, thoughts on this one?
Tantat Trusting was very good in Adelaide the other day. As you say, if they do go slow, it's still got the power to out-sprint them anyway. Always, when I do my speed maps with Craig Williams, is I always put him 2 to 3 places further forward in his races. A lot of times when he rides them, he'll bang them forward more than what you probably see of their old pattern. So expect Craig to come out and put it right there. And as you say, blinkers on. Just had a little little jump out in between. It'll be on the money, should be there. Guizzo, once he's found the winning line, I rode him quite a few times. He just couldn't win. He did keep running into a couple of horses that were too good for him that kept winning. But I think now he's found the winner's stall. I think he can run really well. He maps well to get a nice soft run again.
Very good.
Interesting here, Dwayne, is that in race 7, it's the straight 6, it's the 1200 metres. There's a horse that probably a lot of people are going to be keen on, Haunted. He's a horse that you've ridden, especially in the last 3 or 4 goes. Is this a horse that is suited to the straight, the way they run? And I'm going to ask you, the straight, from my eye, seems to be run very different to around the corner at Caulfield. Is there a reason why that is, and what's your opinion as you're riding those sort of races?
Yeah, so the straight races are, they don't seem to go as quick early. Everyone sort of jumps out, looks for a leader and backs up. They don't run that first 2 to 3 splits as quick as what you would see around a corner, because we're not all rushing to be near rail and near lead. So the straight races seem to hold up a bit more, and then it's a slowly building of tempo, and then they maintain at the last 400. So it is a different dynamics to on a corner. To answer your question with Haunted, I think it will suit him. I think he's probably even looking for further than this. I think 7 furlongs will be when he's at his optimum peak to be able to win his best race. Adelaide didn't suit me the other day. They wanted me to ride him with cover. I was blocked inside. It looks like I got the split and made a run, but the winner had the momentum on me and I had to fight my way back. So I think he's a really nice horse progressing forward. One, if he doesn't win this, if he goes back to, say, a Caulfield 1400, I think you can really step into the plate there.
Yeah, it's interesting to know too, the horse that beat Dwayne and Haunted on that a couple of weeks ago came out and won the Goodwood Dispatch. You weren't beaten by no mug.
Not a sure.
No donkey. And he was 3 wide, no cover when it did win too.
All right, cheers, guys. That's fantastic. We'll take a break now. When we come back, we'll be around the country. We've got panel beaters, and Julesy's got another 3 wide, no cover multi. And, jeez, are they on fire at the moment. See you soon. Hello, welcome back to 3 Wide No Cover. It's time to go around the country. All right, very good. Dwayne, we're working on a new stinger for that, I promise. It's getting a bit old. All right, we always start in Perth, so it'll be no different. The only difference today is you've got a couple for us, Julesy.
I do have a couple. We're going to start race 2, number 4, Money Mahar. We liked it when it was resuming. It was coming off a long break. Got the job done for us there. It came out of a fast run race. I think it can win again. Sometimes they come off a little bit after resuming, but I trust the camp. I think it can be winning again. And in race 8, number 6, the Velvet King, got beaten by a pretty nice horse called Special Reward last day. You can follow that horse, but I think the Velvet King can go forward. 3 from 3 at 1,400 metres. Gets to 1,400 metres. I expect it to go 4 from 4.
It's not Nomenbet, Julesy. I've seen you some of your tracks. That's what you call yourself on the couch on a Sunday, I would have thought, in the head-to-toe velvet. Oh, please. Adelaide, what do you got?
Yeah, race 4, number 3, All Too Hewing. It's off 38 days. Well, it was off 38 days last start and just was only fair, but now quick back up. We like that. Back in grade considerably. That was a group race last start. We're now back in 82 restricted grade. I think this horse will go forward, and I think All Too Hewing will be winning.
There you go. Currently $3. Julesy, who do you like up in the Sunshine State?
Yeah, race 6, number 1, Accession, coming out of a race at the Gold Coast, which was won by a horse called Stronger. I think this horse back to a dry track can be winning. I reckon it's a nice horse this session and I expect it to win.
Then back to Julesy, $4 into $3.50 after opening. We'll have a look at Sydney now.
Yeah, Sydney race 4, number 4, Wolf. Last start, best last 400, last 200 of the day. We love that. Now gets to 2,000 metres. I think it's a really progressive horse. I expect it to run really well. Dwayne, you are up in Sydney. You've decided to go up there to ride. You've got six rides, and I looked at the card, and they're actually six pretty good rides. Is there one in particular you've gone up to ride?
Yeah, well, you talk about that race with Wolf, and obviously I've got a really nice horse in Master of Wine. He ran terrific at Sandown the other day. He has been a real barrier problem with us. He went to the races at Sale and tapped out, and he was a late scratching. So he's probably the main reason I'm going up there. He's, you know, he's a top quality young import, and we need to treat him with kid gloves because we've got bigger missions in mind for him going forward.
And the fact that you rode a double yesterday at Ballarat, so you're seeing him well, you feel confident in the saddle?
Yeah, I've had a great sort of 5-6 days. I had three winners, Cranbourne Friday night, one in Adelaide, and then rode yesterday for two. So, yeah, we're seeing the ball nicely and not getting bowled over with a golden duck, put it that way.
Well, on those stats, the market will be getting behind you. So, punters, I'd be following him in, I think. Maybe scratch Wolf and get involved in Master of Wine.
I think that's definitely a saver one way or the other. I would have thought Julesy there. Best of luck up there too, Dwayne, up in Sydney. Now, Julesy, if we come back down to Melbourne, I know that you really like the short price for the Fidelia, but we've said, look, this is not just about, tipping's not all about just who you think may win. It's also at the price. So you've actually found one at Melbourne for us at a little bit of value, is your best.
Yeah, I have. Race 6, number 18, Admiral's Joker. I think this is a really nice horse. Look, it's coming off 28 days, but it's had a trial in between. I think it's a horse that continued to go through its grades. I reckon this sets up pretty nicely for it. It's drawn a really good gate. I think it'll map really well. And I reckon each way it's going to run a really good race for us. Race 6, number 18, Admiral's Joker.
Very good, Jules. You get about $7 at the moment for that. Yep. So, and it, look, it has been backed into opening, so that's not surprising. So good luck if you're having a go there. Shall we have a look at panel beaters? I think we will. All right, now, our panel beater has gone a little bit wider than usual this week, lads. He is going for a $10 pop, Milwaukee. Michael, good name, mate. He is, Michael Gretsch, he's gone for Milwaukee. Currently the $10, and of course, Michael, you will get either that price when we obviously lock it in, or best fuck on the day. So very, very fair. Julesy, what are we doing? Are we taking the favourite Haunted here, or well, are we going to go around it?
Yeah, it's a tricky race. We're going to go order of command. So we won't go the favourite. Dwayne's given a good endorsement to Haunted. It's obviously a nice horse and might have drawn the right part of the track in gate 11. But we're going to go order of command, so we won't take the favourite. It's close to the favourite, second favourite, so we're not, you know, being too kind. But we'll go order of command. We'll take on Milwaukee, but hopefully Milwaukee runs well for Michael.
Now, do you know what I found out? Our mate back in the office, Paddy, that runs the spreadsheets, he's finally reopened it and found the file to tell us how we're going. And apparently the punters are beating us. So I've said, look, I want proof of that next week. Okay. So next week we'll have a little bit of a tally. Julesy, three wide, no cover multi?
Yes, 8 weeks in a row we have saluted with the multi. So we are going Fidelia to win into Surprise Baby the place. 2-1 in the old, $3. Get involved, punters.
Thank you very much, Dwayne. Been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much, Julesy. Thanks as always.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you out there. If you're having a punt, please do it responsibly. And we'll see you next week on Three Wide No Cover.